Yo. What two? What it do? It is your boy Skeeter Steve.
You already know it's Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Ah, yes. Back in this motherfucker again, man. No, good. So, but, my heart is just, it's just aching. It's hurting.
Why?
Man, watched Snowfall the other night.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Motherfucking Jerome,
what
man.
Happened? Somebody spoiled it for me. I was going through Twitter. I was like, damn, they killed Jerome. I'm like, God damn, bruh,
I'm so mad, bro. And we all know it's fucking Louis' fault.
Yeah, I know.
It's Louis' fault. So, that, for, like, you know, getting caught up on Snowfall, fucking, she gets captured by Kane's people.
Yep.
You know, Kane put a branding on her and everything and shit, you know. And so Franklin walks in there. She all like, oh, I could give you Teddy and everything. Franklin like, nigga, I already got that.
Yeah.
And then just for me, I just hate to say it though, but I mean, behind a great man, sometimes the downfall be a woman.
Oh, a lot of times, bro. Scarface, Adam. From Adam and Eve, that's all the time, bro.
That's biblical.
Society, you keep going about that one.
Even doing the Minister Society,
yeah.
Oh man, though, but yeah, bro, like it's getting real though, man. Yeah. But I hate to, I hate to see it go though. But I kind of rattled some nerves though today though
when
too.
You said that? Yeah, I don't know why you said that
on social media. But I mean,
why is this nigga not at work? Because I looked at the post and I looked at the time.
I was at work.
I know, but why wasn't working?
But I mean, I was just chilling. And I was going back and watching all the old episodes at work. And I had to come to this agreement that, yo, Snowfall is really better than Power.
Oh, I don't really like Power, bro.
See, I liked it book one, but it has some a lot of down points in book one. Yeah. You know, but with Snowfall, it jumps right out the gate in the beginning.
Yeah.
You see these three young dudes, Franklin, Leon, and their boy, what was the first nigga name that was in season one with them? I think his name was like Kevin or something like that.
Oh, I think that is. Yeah.
And then, you know, get introduced to Franklin's mom.
Yep.
Get introduced to Jerome. Yep. He was a neighborhood weed man in the neighborhood. Yep. And crazy ass Louis always fighting his side bitches and shit.
Yeah.
So it's already coming out the gate. And then we see Teddy when he went to that fucking party and the girl had overdose on the drugs and shit.
Yeah.
So it's already coming out strong through the gate. And then Franklin meets the luchador wrestler dude, Gustavo.
Yeah.
So it's already starting good. Second season, you know, he building his own empire and everything, trying to build his crew. Mm. You know, one of Kevin's cousins
get
stabbed, and he wanna get some retaliation at the park, and Franklin has to end up killing him.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And then season three, here come Man Boy.
Yeah, man, he
was one of my favorites.
He was too.
Man Boy was dope. Yeah. You see the Crips get introduced.
Yeah.
But here comes season four. Season four is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Because that nigga Scully.
I can see that.
Bro.
So wait, they on six or five?
This is six.
Fan said five fell off.
No, this is six. Okay, this is the final season.
Yeah, they said season five, it fell off.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Season five, it causes, that's when the separation had caused, which it caused a rift. Mm. But like what I said, season four, here comes Scully and the Bloods.
Yeah.
Scully crazy. So, and I told people this. People even got mad at me for saying this. Nigga, I'm taking Scully over Tommy all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Scully is crazy. Yeah. Nigga, that nigga was beating the nigga up to Egyptian lover. And then my favorite episode when they were shooting Mad Boy, you all right? Shut the fuck up, nigga. Can you feel that? Feel what? Feel the vibes, nigga. I'm feeling the vibes, nigga.
Yeah, Mad Boy was crazy.
And then, even though he got killed, Leon homeboy,
yeah,
Fatback,
yeah,
bro. Man, hey, you couldn't tell me. Hey, Fatback was loyal, homie.
For real. Even what's the name's character? Peaches. He was cool.
Well, yeah. I fucked with Peaches. Yeah. So I mean, their characters versus the power characters. Okay, you really had Ghost, Tommy, Kanan, and the attorney, really. And, like, you know, the people that were dealing with, Lobos and Angela and all of them. But their characters weren't as exciting versus the characters that we named. And then, okay, they had, you know, pivotal points. But I feel like they had more pivotal points, you know, when the war started between the Bloods and the Crips.
I see what you're saying.
Leon killing Scully's girl, you know, in the car. And then his girl getting some get back by killing Fatback. They catch up with Man Boy. They kill Man Boy. You know, so it had a lot of pivotal points. And then here comes this nigga Kane. Kane is a fucking dog, bro.
Yeah, for real. Dead ass, bro.
man. So I mean, and then leading up to the point where the episodes that we finally wanted to see where Jerome stood up to Louis and was so like, nigga, like, I'm done. I want to be out. Yeah. I only stayed because of you, because if I would have left, your ass would have got popped. He kept it real. Like, definitely kept it real. And he didn't really want to beef with Franklin. And Franklin didn't want to beef with them. But who goes behind his back to make the deal with Teddy? Punk-ass Louie.
Oh, remember Louie? Punk-ass
Louie.
You're right.
Where he was trying to keep everything together. But with her, she got greedy. She wanted her hand out more and more and more. And then you gonna make the fucking deal behind his back? Like, come on, bro. Like, what you said, bro. Like, you can't fuck with women and drugs, bro.
Yeah, for real. Nah. Yeah.
You can't do it.
I don't know, but Franklin's baby mom is cool. She's like, yo, stop this. Get out of the game.
She was cool too. And then before Franklin, remember his daddy was trying to warn him.
Teddy ended up
popping his daddy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So, I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I just said earlier, how, like, we remember these pivotal moments. Like, only moments that we can remember from Power, okay, Kanan killing his son, that was a pivotal moment, but it wasn't that super hype. Tariq getting rescued from Jukebox, you know. Raina gets killed. The attorney gets killed.
Yeah.
And then Angela gets killed by Tommy.
But
I'm just looking at their pivotal points versus Snowfall pivotal points. Snowfall got them beat.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, actually, man. That's why I said Snowfall is better than Power.
Did you get some pushback?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, niggas are like, oh, it's Cap. This and that. But majority of the people, when I said that, they agreed with me. Because, like okay, we know it's fictional.
Yeah.
But Snowfall is based on true events. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, man. Yeah. Hey, man, what a great way to open up a show with some fucking with some fucking TV reviews, man. No, but, check out Snowfall. Snowfall is dope. Wu-Tang Clan American Saga is fucking dope. Fucking amazing. That last episode with GZA, Liquid Swords, fire.
I'm just scared for the last episode coming soon. It's like, damn, we're on season 3. Y'all can keep going, really.
Right, man.
Damn.
Man, like, right. I'm just all like, y'all 3 seasons. Y'all just peeling the meat back. Y'all can get juicy with
even
it.
Even the one before Liquid Sword, you see what Divine was going through. That shit was crazy.
Crazy, bro. Man. And then, like, and with that, you know what? Yeah. Before we get into the honorable mention, let's run it up with this Wu-Tang one time. Yeah, and then, like, a lot of the members was calling him an asshole, misusing the money.
Still to this day.
To this day, though. But when you look at it from his perspective, dog, he's trying to get all of these niggas together.
In the house chasing them.
Yeah.
Hey, let me talk to you. Be right back. Hey, can I talk to you? Like, that's 9 members you got to try to get. Then they were trying to build their own label. I was like, I was sad for him. I'm like, yo, this man about to have a heart attack. Bro.
Right, bro.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, missing his daughter's birthday party and shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you now you can understand from a manager perspective. Yeah. They go through a lot of shit.
Especially multiple artists, yeah.
Yeah, bro. So, I mean, I was just like, damn, bro. Like, that was a good one.
That was a great one.
And then for eye-opener for me for that one, I didn't know these niggas was beefing with Biggie.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No,
Kicking
I didn't
the door
know
was
that.
About them.
I did not know that because, because when I was watching it, and he was like, I'm going to get the nightclub and everything. And then that's when Ghostface said, why are you trying to bite Esco shit?
Yeah.
And then when I put that together, did this nigga just call him, he's saying he bite Nas shit?
Yeah,
and then when I was like, oh, these niggas really got beat.
Yeah, that's what Kicking the Door was about, him and Nas, or Wu-Tang and Nas.
Damn. Yeah. So, and then, that episode was just dope, just seeing, Big L being portrayed.
Yeah, that was as soon as I seen him, because they made it a reference. If you didn't know, I'm sitting on 95 in Linux because you know that's Big L known for. Yeah.
And then we see Fat Joe in the Bronx.
That was tight. That was
a good
that
one.
Was, even when they was walking to Puffy for the remix, his son play him.
Yeah,
I was like, this is fire.
Yeah,
bro.
and then now you understand why that Purple Tape did what it did.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Yeah.
And when I went back and listened to that, I see why niggas call that album a top 10, possibly a top 5.
Well, so greatest. That's an album or a mixtape?
No, an album. The Purple Tape.
Is it on Apple? Or
It's on Apple. Only built for.
I can't find it.
Yeah, only Raekwon, only built for Cuban Links.
Yeah.
It's on Apple.
Wait, so is it called the Purple Tape or the Built for Cuban Links?
No, it's called Only Built for Cuban Links. But when it came out that time, it was a Purple Tape.
I thought
so
it was
they
two
wanted,
separate
yeah,
albums.
No, yeah,
okay.
They wanted to stand
okay.
out.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was
that
all
makes
like,
sense. All right.
No wonder they like okay. people. A lot of people reference that as
the
a Purple,
purple
tape.
Tape. Okay,
yeah,
I get
so
it.
I, yeah,
bro, I was driving myself crazy. I'm like, where's this Purple Tape at? Is that a mixtape before? Like, because I'm not a Wu-Tang fan at all, so I don't really know too much.
Yeah, but even with the show, I love the fact, the show is great and it's introducing younger fans to them. And not only that, it's making you want to go back and listen to these albums. Like before you came on Liquid Swords, we already did a classic corner.
Yeah.
But watching it, how he was tracking his brothers down to get them, to get all these niggas on his album.
Yeah.
Ken Front.
Yeah.
Liquid Swords is up there.
Yeah, he's like, this could be our last one that we ever do together.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that episode was fire, bro. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, TV been kind of good lately.
Yeah, it has, though.
No, man. But I'm like you. I hate to see Snowfall go, and I'm definitely gonna hate to see Wu-Tang go, too, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, all right, let's get into it. Before we get into commentary of the culture, you already know honorable mention. Shit that happened, though, that needs to be mentioned, good, whether if it's known or unknown. So let's get into it, man. The Three man has finally been convicted of the murder of XXXTentacion. The murder trial has been concluded, and the three men that were involved have been found guilty on first-degree murder charges nearly 5 years after his death. The New York Times has said, following more than a week deliberation, Broward County grand jury found the three assailants guilty on Monday of murdering the rapper born Josiah Offer outside the Florida Motorsports shop in June 2018. Michael Boatwright, 28, Trevion Newsom, 24, were tabbed by prosecutors as a gunman and Boatwright untimely fired deadly shots. While 26-year-old Diedrich has been labeled as a mastermind behind the robbery and the getaway driver. All three men faced life sentences, although the death penalty was not on the table for the prosecution. About time, man. So, okay, they finally closed up with them, and they finally closed up with his. I just be like, man, like, it's just so crazy, like, with different things in the law, like, a lot of cases run faster than others.
Yeah,
and it's just,
I've seen that.
It's crazy how long Nip case took. and how long this case took.
Cause I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, this happened like 2-3 years ago. And I'm like 2018, 5 years ago.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro, it is.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man. Fucking long time.
Yeah.
Don't make no
that's
sense.
Half a decade, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, don't make no sense. So, but yeah, man, we're happy. Justice has finally got served, man. So, you know, that family will be able to rest, you know. So, all right, let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. Starting off first with J.I.D. J.I.D. says people don't care about lyricism in hip-hop anymore. It's much fast food. J.I.D. had to reflect on the current state of hip-hop and believes lyricism in hip-hop isn't as much as a priority anymore. And that's going viral has taken over the game. In a sit down with him on a recently podcast, the Dreamville rapper said there's a lot of fast food right now in hip hop. And he spoke on how little people actually cared about substance. I got a weird theory about how music is. And he began in the blog era with those superstars like, you know, Drake, Dom and all them. They came up in the blog era where, Tom, you ain't see anybody rapping like that. It was a first time thing. Now there's no such thing as fast food and microwave. And he continued, everything is really so quick, not really like rap. People don't really care about it as much. Even it's grown in its popularity. It's moving super fast, and I don't think that people care about it. I think people care about more being viral or being the first to get. I don't know. I just got a real theory about it. I would have to disagree, mm-hmm. because if that was the case,
yeah.
Griselda wouldn't have the stardom that they have now.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't have that.
Yeah, star. Crime
yeah.
Apple.
Yeah.
Conway. Corday, Denzel Curry. I mean, we could just keep going.
You can even take it to a higher level. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. Like, I don't know why he's saying that.
Yeah.
And people have been saying this for 20 years, bro. Remember when hip hop is dead? Oh, we don't care about. That's not true. They just don't care about you. That's really the truth, though. And here's the thing about J.I.D. People do care about him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Nah, that's not true, bro.
Nah, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And then, especially where to the point, like, lyricism still exists.
Yeah.
Lyricism is still loved by many, many fans. You still hear niggas get into arguments about lyrics, yeah. about rappers that yeah. are being pure lyricists. So it's just, I would have to rebuttal to that. It's just the way that we consume music because we know
it's so fast,
and we get drops every yeah. Friday.
You make it drops every day,
yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, J.I.D., people still care, bro, but you got to look at it at that lens because, like yeah. what I said, if they didn't, Griselda wouldn't have the yeah. star power they yeah. have. You know, all these rappers that we like are even coming up and doing lyrics.
Yeah.
That gets fandom. Just shit. Just like what? 2 weeks ago, we did old girl from New York, Shay Noor.
In my head.
Yeah Shay Noor, and she was her shit was just pure bars.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, pure bars. So for him to say that, yeah, man, that's wild.
Yeah, I was like, why is he saying? When I seen it, I was like, why is he saying that?
Yeah, it didn't make no sense.
And then he kept saying, I don't know, I really don't think. I'm like, all right, when you got all that in your statement, you probably don't know.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I be so sick, you nigga.
Like, J.I.D., I fuck with you, but
yeah,
come on, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You tripping. You wildin', bro. All right, next up. Damn, back in Dreamville land. Like Kirby land, Dreamville land. J. Cole says the 2014 Forest Hill Drive felt like a championship, but despite the Grammy loss. J. Cole has said that his album, 2014 Forest Hill Drive, was a championship-level experience despite losing out at the Grammys. The comments were made during an extensive interview with Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors, where Cole compared his triple platinum album 2004 project to the feeling of winning an NBA championship. I had it won on early. I felt like it would have been validated all those feelings if I had for it, said Cole, who sold Grammy win came in a best rap song a lot. Maybe it would have felt like a championship at that point. I'm not sure. The fact that it didn't happen allowed me to reflect. He continued to, after more with sitting with myself, it becomes clear, oh, wait, these things weren't for you. And then they actually came. It was almost like I'm not in love with this thing anymore, so I couldn't feel like a championship. Now, we talked about this when we reviewed the Creed 3 soundtrack. And clearly, this nigga is just, he's validating what I'm saying.
About what?
About, okay, the Forest Hill Drive, we know that album is immaculate. Yeah, we know that's flawless. It's going to go down as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time.
Really?
And yeah, yes, in my opinion. Yeah,
better
that's
than what, Damn.
It's not better than Damn, no,
better
but I mean.
Better than any of Kendrick's projects. No, I want you to say it.
No, not better. But I mean, it's going down as one of the greatest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like what I said. If Cole would have came out the gate first with this, he would have been good. He just had to, rebuttal and recover from them last two albums.
That's not true.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, okay. Because when you hear.
What year did 2000, I mean, what year did
Forest Hill Drive? I want to say that was the end of 14 going into 15.
So it was a purpose. He probably had that in his mind because he grew up on 2014 Forest Hill Drive, so he wanted to drop it in 2014.
Could
so
be.
So that was a purpose.
Could be.
Yeah.
But still, though, my opinion.
Yeah.
He was just trying to rebuttal from Born Center, and Born Center was not all that.
I love Born Center.
Yours Truly 1 and 2 is better than Born Center. And yeah, now and those were mixtapes.
Yeah, or EPs, Leftover. Types.
Yeah, Leftover. And we're not even going to get into Sideline Story. I fuck with Cole, but Sideline Story is trash.
I love Sideline Story.
Sloth.
You talking to a J.
Boo,
Cole fan, man.
Boo, boo, boo.
So what's worse, for Your Eyes Only or Sideline Story?
Sideline Story is not Sideline Story. Sideline Story.
Is when his first album.
Oh, yeah, that's trash.
How?
Yeah,
what's so
bro,
trash about
that,
it?
Bro, that's trash.
That's nuts, cause
he, bro, because he tried to do all the mainstream.
I'm going to make a classic corner of
bro,
Sideline
bro.
Story.
Well, that's
gonna have
be,
to re-listen
bro,
to
that. That's going to be years. That's going to be years later on down the line, brother. That's down the line, brother, because that ain't happening. Oh, man, though, but... like and then like what you said, he got his first Grammy.
Through a fucking feature.
And I know that would somebody like him, let's just be real, that kind of bothered him.
You think so?
Hell yeah, that bothered him. Because it's not him. He had to get it through a non-rapping nigga.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If you contribute, I contribute that verse. Now you see, let's just take it to NBA. Matt Barnes happened to get signed by Golden State like in the middle, and he really didn't play, and he got that championship ring.
Yeah, the nigga got a ring anyway.
I don't think now he never picked it up. I don't think. I think that's a little bit different because I wrote that verse. I went hard on that verse. I think I deserve that Grammy.
That's a fair point, but I know that's still gonna eat him up because it wasn't his song. It was somebody else.
21 Savage, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had to get it with somebody else instead of him getting it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if he would have got it by himself, absolutely, all day. But even though he still won, I think that still bothered him.
Yeah,
that's just me. Maybe I might be wrong. Who knows?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying though. But like what we said, Forest Hill Drive, like that is a great album. I'm just being real. I wish he would have came out the gate with that. Because, I mean, never even around that time, Kendrick was shitting on everybody. And then especially what kind of put him on the back burner a little bit. Remember when they did the Black Friday freestyle?
Yeah, and they switched.
Yeah. He should have murdered all right.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
But when Kendrick got on his shit.
03, a lot of lessons.
Nigga, that was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, that freestyle was fire.
Mm.
Yeah. So, man, but I mean, J. Cole, he's still a GOAT, man.
You think he's a GOAT?
Bronze Bomber. That's his name, the Bronze Bomber.
I know.
But he really is a GOAT, though, man.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you hear arguments, though, it mostly you hear, you'll hear the Drake, but you mostly hear Kendrick's name and Cole's name back and forth. So, I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, good to be in conversation.
Yeah, definitely is fair. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Cole, it is. like what you said, dope championship run. That kind of remind me of the 2012 San Francisco 49ers when we had a crazy run.
Yeah.
We played the Ravens. The lights go out.
Yeah.
The lights go out. Came back, but we lost by a touchdown. So I get it.
Yeah.
I understand, bro.
True. And this should add more depth to his goatness. You know, he's a Niner fan.
What?
Yeah, he's a Niners fan.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You get two cool points in my book. You're a Niners fan. But I mean, majority, I'm not even going to try to throw this out here, though, but the majority of the TDE members, they're all Niners fans,
really?
Too. Schoolboy Q, a Niners fan. Like, I want to say Kendrick, a Niners fan, too. YG was a Niners fan, but he switched up and became a Rams fan.
Yeah, I seen that. I was like, what?
Yeah, you that was traitor! Wild, bro. my boy Price from Audio Push, he's a Niners fan. So mostly a lot of the niggas from SoCal are Niners fan.
Yeah,
you know, so I mean that's fire. That's fire. All right, last and not least, for a commentary for the culture, glad this nigga finally came out and said this shit. Because he did not want to admit this for the fucking longest time ever. Joe Buttons says the Slaughterhouse demise was his fault. I ruined everything. About fucking time, bro. He been trying to deny that for the longest. Yeah. Tried to put it on M, tried to put it on the label until you finally came out and said, yo, it was your fucking fault.
Yep.
About damn time, bro. Joe Budden has opened up what led to this dissolution of his former rap group, Slaughterhouse, has seemingly had cop to being his fault. A small little clip from Drink Champs have posted up on this review. I mean, this interview where Joe Budden's gonna be scheduled release, and he has, speaking of Joe Budden's and you know Nori and DJ FN, which he has said, "Come on, give me the blame. I'll take it. I ruined everything. Everything that you love, I ruined that shit." And he added, "After 10 years of long just stories and talk, yeah, I did it. Yeah, bro. So my thing is, what took you so long?
Did you watch the clip?"
Yeah, I seen the clip.
I feel like he's being like what is it called? Like sarcastic about it. Yeah, I did it. I did. Give me all the blame.
No, but
was it real life that he was like really saying this? I feel like he was just being whatever the word is.
Yeah, sarcastic.
Yeah, I feel like he was doing that.
Could be, but when you look at the group, it's really 3-1 against that nigga. I mean, him and Royce cool though, but Royce ain't no punk.
Yeah.
Royce, you always gave that nigga the smoke.
Yeah.
Cricket always gave that nigga the smoke. And Joel always gave that nigga the smoke. And we all fuck with Joe. And you know, here at Lace Rhymes, if it wasn't for Joe, none of us wouldn't be here.
What'd that mean?
As far as podcast.
Oh, I was always gonna be here, bro.
but I mean
regardless of him.
I feel it though, but he really opened up that gate though.
You think he opened the gate? That's wild, bro.
Yeah, but before nice, him, Taxstone.
You got Taxstone. You got the Reed. You got a lot of people before this.
No,
yeah.
I get it though. But I mean, he was the
Combat
one that
Jack.
Yeah. But he was the one that really, really broke out, and then that's when the other ones started breaking out like that. Like, of course, like you know, RIP, one of the greatest to ever do it. You just named him Combat Jack.
Yeah, Combat Jack.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they were doing it. But not like podcast level. Because remember, we seen interviews and stuff like, you know, This Is 50, Jack Thriller, But that was not podcast, like, you know, type level though. So, I mean, I do credit Joe for that a little bit. But back on this Slaughterhouse bullshit.
Yeah,
man, he got to eat that. Like, and for one, like, we've been asking for that for, like, for the longest, we ain't gonna never get it, though, but, yo, if he's finally admitting to this shit, whether if it's sarcastic, playful, look, I'm here for it, nigga, I'll take it, because that's all what they want, that's all they want to just say, I fucked it up.
I think the unreleased album, I think, is waiting for his signature, right? They have an unreleased album. It's they can't release it. I can't remember.
Yeah, and it might be him. Yeah. It might be that. He might be the only one that they waiting on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. That shit, man. Like, for real. Straight up. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, I definitely don't get it, though. But, hey, if he's taking the accountability for that, bro, look. like what I said, man. Look, I am here for all of that. All of that and some. Well, all right. That was our commentary for the culture. And now let's get into Can I Kick It? And boy, 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 there was a lot of drama. A lot of drama this week, man. What we got up first, Dom, man? What's the drama that we seeing first that's
so
coming
what
up?
You got, I mean, this is not really drama. When's the last time you've been in Foot Locker?
Damn, bro, it's been a minute.
All right, so Foot Locker's to close 400 mall stores. And I walked through Meadows Mall the other day. I said, damn, kids, Foot Locker's gone too? Her Foot, remember they just had Her Foot Locker?
Lady Foot Locker.
One Foot Locker. One section kids, one section men's, yeah. They're closing 400 locations in the mall. Then you got Matthew Kish says Foot Locker has around 2,700 stores today. It expects to close 2,400 by 2026. It plans to close 400 more stores in the mall and open non-mall stores with new formats. Like, what is
the
format?
Yeah, right.
He goes on also to tweet out, Nike is our largest brand partner and the leader in the industry. Foot Locker CEO Mary Dillon said in the Investor Day this morning, my team and I have spent a great deal of time with Nike, revitalizing our partnership. Dillon expects visible results by holiday season. I don't even know what that means. Are you
visible results? Right. And if they do, and I don't know if they still do this, but the only reason why I was using Foot Locker any around that time before, you know, Gold, StockX, and you see a lot of these things come over. Remember Foot Locker used to have the layaway?
Yeah, I do remember that. You can put them on layaway? Yeah.
I used to do that a lot. I ain't no shame in my game. If I know I can't get them right then and there, nigga, I'll put the 25 to 30 bucks down and pay it in between before the due date so I can get the shoe out, you know? But it's just, it's one of those things where a lot of the fucking resellers, they're really taking over.
Yeah.
Where you rarely get, you know, any foot traffic in the mall. And now the only foot traffic that you really do get when it comes to, like, precise to sneakers, and I'm going to just keep this real, fucking Shoe Palace is killing the game right now. Like, when you go to Shoe Palace, there's a lot of foot traffic in there.
You got Shoe Palace and you got the other one, the Hibbett.
Yeah.
Hibbett, those two, out of nowhere.
Yes, they're killing it because not too long, actually a couple of days ago, I just bought me some brown New Balances, the 2002 R's from Shoe Palace, good deal, $150, but when I walked in there, it was a lot of people in there, like the foot traffic was crazy, and they always have, like, you know, good, decent shoes, the shoes that people that they want to buy, and they have a range of everything. Versus, like, you know, Foot Locker. When I went into Foot Locker, I was trying to see if they had any New Balances in there.
Yeah,
they didn't have any.
No.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's just it's wild to see that.
And then they got rid of the House of Hoops. Remember, they was about to implement that one in every Foot Locker.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And I remember the House of Hoops that they had inside Planet Hollywood.
Yeah,
in the Miracle Mile shop.
That's gone now, right?
And they kind of shut that down. Mm-hmm. So I'm just all like, man. What, Foot Locker doing that bad?
Yeah, and then I remember, like, last year, Nike said they was going to stop doing deals with Foot Locker, so I don't know when they redid their deal.
Right, because, I mean, the first ones was to close their doors was Foot Action, and I actually liked the Foot Action. I ain't even going to front.
I forgot about Foot Action.
Yeah, man, I actually really enjoyed Foot Action, man.
Foot Action.
Yeah, Foot Action was dope. Like
Champs is probably next, yeah.
And Champs had the 30-day layaway too.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying though. Yeah. Like if you knew about these things, you're taking advantage though. Yeah. But it's just like what we're saying. These other stores, they're coming over and the resellers, you know, they got a few in the chokehold, man. Yeah. So I mean, hopefully, you know, let's see what Foot Locker be able to do and get the shit together. You know, so, hey, I'm here for it, but it just sucks. A lot of stores are going to be closing. All right, next up, Nike adds suede and nylon to the Cortez Midnight Navy. Ooh, Nike Sportswear is finally getting back to releasing colorways of the iconic Cortez Runner that fans want by bringing back the classic mix of suede nylon. About fucking time. I was just talking about that the other day. By adding its latest lineup to the spring summer 2023 to the Nike Cortez Midnight Navy markup, you know, the OG Navy. Dressed in the two-tone midnight navy and white color scheme, this is offering the Nike Cortez a full base navy constructed with nylon upper suede overlays, white leather swoosh, heel tab, matching white tongs, and the branding and everything, and a heels drop. And they said this is going to be expected to release sometime the end of April, going into May for $100. Look, I'm here for it. I'm definitely here for it because I'm not gonna lie. The other day I wore my Navy Cortezes, and they're motherfucking comfortable. And I'm just going bored to say this. I might get some pushback, but when it comes to the Cortezes, I like the nylon and the suede better than the leather.
Yeah, man,
them leather joints are trash to me, bro, and they hurt the feet so bad.
Yeah.
But with the nylon, bro. Those like really a everyday wear.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Everyday wear, and they're stylish. Mm-hmm. Stylish wear to the point, I ain't gonna lie, females do be looking good with the Cortez on, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the booty shorts when it's high, yeah.
Yeah. Right, bro. No, like for real. And that's why I love, like, you know, love seeing how the popularity came back. In street culture community, but also too in the black community too, because we know the Latinos was wearing it for a long time. Like black people did wear them in the late 70s and early 80s and maybe the beginning of the 90s. Mm-hmm. But from like 90s on and up, Latinos had that on live for sure. And they did that, and I'm not mad at it.
They did.
So I was like, man, let me start being different. Let me start wearing these again. So, man, I had picked up a you know, throughout the classic black and whites, you can never go wrong with them, that black and white silhouette. That's the one I'm waiting on because I feel like if they drop that during the summer, that's going to be my summer and winter shoe. Even though I have black and white shoes, though, but it's just something about that black and white Cortez. It's dope. And then the Navy, you can never go wrong with the Navy. And then sometimes, you know, they like to play with our emotions, put out the 80s joints are AKA what we call them, the Forrest Gump Cortezes. The Forrest Gump with the white with the red swoosh.
Yeah,
OG Forrest Gump. Forrest Gumps. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just to see their return, I'm here for it. Definitely here for it. And when they do, I'm definitely copping. What about you? You copping?
Copping the Cortez? I never had a pair.
Bro, you need to get you a pair.
Yeah.
Need to get you a pair.
They have them at Nike Town. I can just walk up and get them.
Yeah, you should. Or if not, then you go to the Rancho Swap Meet.
For real?
Yeah, bro. Rancho
Swap Meet.
Bro, yeah. Yeah, man. That's where I got a last few couple of my pairs of Cortezes. But my Navy ones, I did get them from Nike. I want to say like 2-3 years ago when they had them. Yeah, man. So, yeah, bro, like, you could never go wrong with a pair of Cortezes. I'm telling you that, bro.
I believe.
Won't be disappointed at all. At all. All right. Next up. Here we go again. Travis Scott's about to flood the streets once again. But this time, Travis Scott is going to be releasing another Jordan 1 Low. Travis Scott, but this time in the OG olive colorway. And I ain't gonna lie, this olive is pretty saucy. Sauce boss. Travis Scott and the Jordan brand will be releasing a women's exclusive olive colorway of the Air Jordan 1 Low during the spring 2023. Dressed in the sale, university red, black, medium olive color scheme, this is offering Travis Scott and Air Jordan 1 Low features of the black suede and cell leather overlays. The Cactus Jack tongue branding with the red accents of the Nike Air tongue branding, embroidery heels, sail midsole at a top olive rubber with graphic insoles complete the design, and the shoe will be available in extended sizing and comes with a special packaging of the laces, and the shoe will be released April 16th and it's going to be retailing at $150. I want to do it. I want to do it. I'm not gonna lie, I do want to do it though, but I think for me, I think I might have to pass on these because I think I'll be burnt out.
Yeah,
I got two.
You got two?
Yeah, I got two pairs of Travis Scott. Got the OG, first ones, and then I got the reverse smokers.
Damn.
Yeah, the reverse smokers and the Jordan Sixes.
Damn.
Yeah, the Jordan Six. Yeah, so like these, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
that olive is something so nasty. Yeah. That is nasty, bruh. Like, that is fire.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, bro, that's fire. And then, like, you know, like what we said, the accents of that black, the white, and the sail. And then you got that, you got a little bit of red on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit of red and whatnot. And then, you know, it's just going to make the shoe pop. Like, with that's another shoe that you could possibly damn near almost wear with any and everything.
Yeah, any and everything for
like,
sure.
Like, easy, man. Yeah. Like really, really easy. So, is that a cop for you?
I'm not really a fan of Lowe's, but...
Bro, you have to give the Lowe's a try.
You do got some.
Yeah, bro, I like the Lowe's, bro.
Yeah.
The Lowe's is, bro, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah, don't knock it till you try it. Don't knock it till you try it. No, man, for real though, bro, man. But yeah, man, I am feeling these, man.
Yeah.
Like, if it was up to me, I would cop them, but I'm definitely passing for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? But it is, for everybody else, those are cop, a guarantee cop, easy cop,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
like, no, yeah, for sure.
Selling out for sure.
All right, before we get into Check the Rhyme, we knew. Yeah. We fucking knew.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here.
We fucking knew. We fucking knew. And we just talked about Adidas not too long ago, how they were hurting. But now, it has come. Beyonce and Adidas mutually agreed to part ways. We knew that was going to happen, though. And the reason why we knew that was going to happen... Wasn't nobody buying that Blue Ivory shit.
Blue Ivy? Or
Blue Ivy, Ivy, whatever. Park. Yeah, Ivy Park, bro. Poison Ivy, Ivy, Ivy. Like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is women collab with, for like, men-dominated brands. It doesn't go well. Like, the Cardi B.
Yeah.
That didn't go well.
Yeah.
Now this didn't go well. It's like, it's not going to go well because you're putting things on, like, and then you put it on with the worst things, like a crate. What was it? Crazy, not even an 8. It was like some weird thing. I'm like, why would nobody would buy that?
Right. No. Yeah. Exactly, bro. Like, exactly. So, and then not only that though, the price was just outlandish, and like the designs. And I'm just keep it real. The designs wasn't even all that. Like they really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure if you take that same color scheme and she teamed up with Jordan JB, I'm sure that she would sell out.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, though. But, and it goes back, and it sucked to say it, but like what you said, bro, like, majority of the collabs are really, you're right, it's really male dominated.
Yeah.
Like, it's really real male dominated. The only good collab that you did see is when they did, especially with Nike, is when they did the Fear God and they let Melanie Asani do her own Fear God Jordan 1. And that was fire.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah. Okay. Those were fucking amazing.
But she's an actual designer, though. Yeah.
She's really in the, she's really into the fashion and the street culture and everything. So, you're right about that. She really is actually designing. Like, she's about that life. Beyonce, just a singer, but I'm all like, did you really have your hand into this?
They probably lifted it up. Yeah, that's cool. All right.
And yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like this. No. 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 No.
Take it off.
Oh, no. Take all of that off. yeah, man. But I fucking see it, man. Gladly they parted ways, bro. That was crazy. But all right. Let's get into it. Get into this, man. Check the rhyme, man. First up. That boy, he's back. Back on the scene. And I'm surprised he came back like this fast and this quick.
Right. I was wondering the same.
Like crazy.
You think he carrying CMG himself or?
Could be. Maybe. Damn. Who knows? Well, all right. First up, man. We're talking about that boy, ESG. I'm mad. I'm mad. Had 14 tracks, you know, but actually 19 altogether. Yeah, you got Apple though, but they had the videos. 53 minutes long. And I'm just all like, bro, what kind of fucking opener is that as an album?
Yeah, I know. I was like, that nigga died in surgery. I'm like, oh,
pray you die in right. surgery.
I was like, damn,
I ain't even gonna
bro.
Lie, bro. That was an automatic skip for me. I wasn't feeling that at all.
Oh, damn,
I wasn't feeling that at all.
The beat comes in like after a couple minutes. Like, oh shit, this bumping.
Okay, no, I ain't gonna front.
Okay,
I just wasn't feeling the name.
Oh,
and
I feel you.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
The title and everything. I'm all like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
That's a bit weird.
That's
how
you gotta get the ops, bro. If we didn't kill him right there, we will make sure you die in surgery.
Fucking weird, bro. Ball Like Me Too, the one and only Blow Up, Slam Dunk, Stay Focused. I actually like this Stay Focused.
Stay Focused was good too.
Drop Top, 25-minute freestyle, Hot Boys featuring Boosie Badass, Us.
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
Feature.
If I Stop Now, Lie to Me Some More, Undefeated, and Kata song featuring Kata. Okay, 14. For me, I only liked the four, honestly. Okay. And then I really only liked the four. Like, I liked it his last project, but this one, it wasn't hitting as to me as the last
one
was.
Just like leftover tracks from the last one.
Could be.
I hate to do that. You can kind of tell too.
Could be. Yeah, definitely could be though, because that last one he put out, that was hitting.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. A lot though. But this wasn't hitting, man. How you feel about it, bro?
I liked the seven out of, I liked it half the album.
Okay.
I liked it the first six, then I liked it the one with Bootsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And actually, that was one of the tracks that I actually liked. Was the one with Boosie.
Yeah, with
Boosie Badass. Yeah, bro. Yeah, so that was smooth, though. But you guys, if you want, go ahead and check it out. ESG, Mad. You know, it was all right for me, but hey, you guys might like it. Now, this next project that we're about to review, I actually enjoyed this project. Money Man, Red Eye.
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Right. So when he came back, I was like, okay, yeah. No, yeah, I fucked with it. From the first track, Drums, Biggest Lie, Insane, Law, Arms Race, Trait, Contributions, and even this one that he had named old girl, Sweetie.
Yeah, Sweetie, I fucked with Sweetie.
This one I fucked with too.
Mess with that one with the
PZ2. Right. That one was tight too.
Yeah.
If we go inside that courtroom, will you take the stand and tell? I know niggas who build guns, but they barely know how to spell.
Yep, today, Atmosphere, Jet Speed, and then I ain't gonna lie, this was my favorite on the album. Opposite was fire. Like, it got a vibe to it.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah.
Yeah. I was all like, when I was playing this,
yeah,
on my way to the second job,
yeah,
I just on the freeway was just bumping a bumper.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck it, I'm throwing all the windows down. I was like, okay. This shit is smooth as fuck.
Yeah.
Super smooth in how he came in on it, too.
She said, I love you. I said, I concur. Ice on my neck, feel like Gucci Man Burr. Try and rock, I leave you one with the earth. Hit her and quit her. She said, I'm a jerk. Bitch, I'm on short life, taking a Rossi. Switch up the VPN, switch up the proxy. Get to the money, I'm trusting the process. Eight figures up, but I still hit the project. She at the shop, but I know she the opposite. No, I'm not broke. Yeah, you know I'm the opposite. She feeling on me, we touching it finally. Yeah, my document's fraudulent. Yeah, I counted the process, man.
And this is what I be hating. Like what I said, like, you know, when I went back to how I said with J. Cole's punching the clock, it's the same with this.
Yeah.
He could have gave us another 16 on this motherfucker.
Okay.
It was too short. I liked it, but it was
it's always the ones you like.
Right, bro.
That'd be too short.
She was too fucking short, man. Like, that was fire, and then you get to the end, Rory. So seeing his return, man, like, this is a great way to come back like this, man. Like, for real. Money Man definitely came back real strong, bro. He came back real strong with this, man. And you know, I'm liking, you know, liking the direction, you know, where he was going. He was still talking that street shit, but also real shit too as well. So can't complain, like, really can't complain at all about that. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely enjoyed every bit of this, man. So, I mean, if you guys check it out, Red Eye by Money, man, you won't be disappointed. All right, last up on our list, OT The Real. It's almost over.
Yeah.
17 tracks.
17 tracks.
I mean, no, not 17
it's
tracks.
Eight tracks.
Yeah, my bad, y'all.
I got the wrong album then.
Yeah, my bad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 17 minutes. That's what I meant to say. Okay. 17 minutes, but 8 tracks. You know what I'm saying? And a project just short, simple, and sweet.
Short, yeah.
Yeah, and
the Cash Lay feature.
Yes.
That was surprising.
Surprising, yes. Definitely surprising. And it was solid.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. It was solid. I did like the track though with Beanie Siegel.
Yeah, that was unexpected. Cause
very.
Track list, because he's not on here. So, yeah. On the track list. So when I heard his voice, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he had Beans on there. That was pretty dope though for him having Beanie Siegel on there, man. Like for real, like that was amazing. Darkest Days, Boston. I actually enjoyed In America, and I enjoyed Pushing. So out of the 8, I enjoyed 3 of these, which was the Beanie Siegel collab, the In America, and Pushing with the K Slay. Like wasn't definitely bad though.
No, it wasn't.
What tracks you like from this?
I like the Don't Forget.
Okay,
the one Beanie Siegel, the K Slay one, and the same thing like Boston. So like 4 out of 8.
Oh, okay.
And then one was an interlude. So.
Yeah, the interlude wasn't bad either.
No, it wasn't, and I don't even like softball.
No, like for real, no, like straight up, no, you definitely right about that, bro. So yeah, man, definitely. You guys want, go ahead and go on and check it out. OT The Real is almost over. Now it's about that time. Let's get into it. The Classic Corner.
And now for my next number. I'd like to return to the classic.
All right, all right, all right. Dom hit us over the head last week with his Classic Corner, so it's only right, you know, I had to come back. This time, I came back with this.
Flip mode. Bust a bus. 9-7. Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying, so what you saying, yo? Silly with my 9 milli with the dilly, yo. What? When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo. What? Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, lick it shorty, she... What I'm gonna do to Erica Badu, I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? Fun, natural fun.
I said, what I'm gonna do with my man Busta Rhymes.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on. Come on.
Check it out, y'all. Just sing to the left, sing to the
back. This is when the album picks up. Like 1 through 7 is like slow.
One time.
Not more like Busta, but then the album picks up after track 8.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, you feel real good.
That's what the main is.
Right.
Yeah.
Buck wild to all of my niggas who don't care. Lost like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making you run me and my dun, stacking my ones. Lost a little invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn, a sense of every day I was born. Never dream I see a nigga landscaping.
in my lawn. Uh-huh. Dangerous, my nigga shit be accurate. Have to get the flow be so immaculate. Ayo, ayo. Watching my Dell, sipping my mo. Sipping it slow, them pretty bitches saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your olive ole. Little honey dip whipping a little cariolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Right. Swear to only give you hot shit every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip most squad is dangerous.
So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. Hold your breath, we swinging it from right to left.
Stupid, bro.
Bro. An underrated album.
Yeah, it really
underrated.
Is.
Yeah. When they go to Busta, everybody be saying Genesis.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
But
he
got some in the chamber that people have
That's
a
true.
Tendency
yeah,
to overlook.
Though. Yeah.
And is this is one of them.
Yeah.
So this week, my pick, Classic Corner, is no other than Busta Rhymes. When Disaster Strikes. When Disaster Strikes is the second studio album by Busta Rhymes, released on Elektra September 16th, 1997. The album follows the same theme as The Coming of the Apocalypse. The album, upon the release, received mostly positive reviews, debuted at number 3 on the official Billboard 200 album chart, and peaked at the top spot of the album charts. So the singles, first single, we all knew this first single. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Could See. You know, taking a spin from Coming to America with that video. Dope. Dangerous. When he was, you know, the karate man and they were fighting on the bus and shit.
Yeah.
Fire. Turn It Up.
Yeah.
Remix with the Knight Rider sample. Fire. And then the one that I just played not too long ago, one with Erykah Badu. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this album was just fire. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See is notable for the music video that, you know, took bits and pieces from Coming to America. Earned a nomination for a Grammy Award for Best Rap Solo Performance at the 40th Grammy Awards in 1998. And the album was certified platinum by the RRAA. By the second single, Dangerous, earned Busta Rhymes his third consecutive nomination for Best Rap Solo Performance at the 41st Grammy Awards that following year. Did you know this? Him and Snoop Dogg is nominated for the most Grammys and never won one.
Damn,
bro, that's that's fucking insane, bro.
Wow, Snoop never won.
Yeah,
that's
Bro, he never won one, and this nigga never won one. And I'm surprised both of them never won one. That's the crazy part. Like, literally, both of them never won a Grammy. And I feel like, you know, despite the styles of rap, they're both fucking good. And this nigga right here, say whatever you want to say, bro. This nigga is a top 10 lyricist.
Really?
They need to stop playing with Busta. But, I mean, I'm just saying, and the reason why I'm saying this, bro, look at the relevancy. Mm-hmm. Scenario.
Yeah.
Flavor in Your Ear remix. Woo-ha, got you all in check. This, Dangerous. Mm-hmm. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. Fucking Give Me Some More.
Yeah, give me
What's
some
It
more.
Gonna Be with Janet Jackson?
Yeah, Janet one,
Get Out.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
Pass the Kabasiet. Busta, what it is right now. Mm-hmm. Busta, what it is right now. Bro, this nigga been around for a long time. And then, not to mention, when he fucking got on Chris Brown's Look At Me Now.
Yeah, I reinvented himself. And then the T.I. hurt. He really started reinventing himself.
They need to stop playing with Busta.
Yeah.
Hip hop, I'm calling y'all out right now. Quit fucking playing with this man. This man, he got fucking hits.
Yeah.
And this is, and I'm not, this no disrespect. I think this is the only nigga that most of these rappers don't want to go head to head in the versus.
Yeah, that's what they. But yeah, he keep asking.
These niggas is scared of him.
He keep asking
because this nigga got shit tucked in the chamber.
Yeah.
And then when you look at his albums, it has themes behind them.
I see that.
The Coming.
Yeah.
When Disaster Strikes.
Yeah.
ELE.
Yeah.
Anarchy.
Yep.
Genesis. The Genesis.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. It Ain't Safe No More. We forgot about that. The joint with Mariah. Baby, if you give it to me, I give it to you. I know what you...
Yeah.
This nigga... Bro. Yeah. This nigga Busta got bangers, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas need to stop playing with Busta, bro. Like, he is a top-tier MC. That's why, like, when I listen to it, and it just made me wonder, why is this nigga is not top 10, bro? Why is he not top 10?
He's top 10?
Bro, he's top 10 worthy.
Name all the top 9 that you think.
Bro. Okay. Not okay. Well, with the recent list, got Jay.
Right.
Got Hov.
Yeah.
Got Nas.
Wait,
got,
when you say Jay, is that two different people?
No, I mean, Jay-Z.
Okay,
Jay-Z. Jay-Z. You got Kendrick.
Okay.
You got Pac. You got Biggie. All right. You got Lil Wayne. All right,
he's getting thin now.
Yeah, yeah, you got Lil Wayne. Uh-huh. I forgot who else was the other five in that fucking... Damn. Who is the other five? Fuck. It's not coming to me, but I know those five for a fact. But the other five slots, he should be in one of those slots.
You think he should be above DMX?
I would say... You know what? Fuck it. I am going to say it. He should be above DMX.
Wow. That's nuts, bro.
Despite even with DMX's success.
Yeah.
And DMX is a lyricist.
Yeah.
But I mean, DMX ain't got no as I come back from the do from the mind. Heal up, feel up, and you're back home. Revine. Powerful impact. Boom from the cannon.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Dragon,
We're digging in my library. Oh my gosh. For the check, man. My man, as I come back. Row, row, like a dungeon dragon.
Yeah.
DMX ain't got no shit like that. DMX ain't got no scenario. DMX ain't got no flavor in your ear with Big. And you know how I feel about Big. But I'm giving the credit right now.
I'm giving the props right now.
Yeah. He ain't got no, as I step up to your place, I make you break your neck. Woo-ha! Got you all in check. Bro. I mean, and if they did like a blow from blow, Party Up versus Passive Cavassier, I'm taking Passive Cavassier.
I think you're the only one in the world taking Passive.
But I fucks with Party Up.
Yeah.
That's my shit. And Party Up is a banger.
Yeah.
But you know what else that might get Party Up about it?
What?
Well, we just play. Put my hands where my eyes can see.
Yeah.
That's getting out. Yeah. And you see it in your face. It might get that motherfucker up out of here.
Yeah.
It really might.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to be honest, let's be honest. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said Busta should be a top tier. Top 10 MC.
Damn.
But going back again, bro, the relevancy. Leaders of the New School, that's like 89, 90.
Yeah.
From 90 all the way, even up until now when he had released ELE Part 2.
Yeah.
Like, the relevancy is real.
Yeah.
And he's not whack.
No.
He is not a whack rapper. That nigga will get at you, homie.
Yeah, for real. And features dead for sure.
Like get at you. Like, that's what I'm... And that was the reason why I picked When Disaster Strikes.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, bro. Like when you actually break it down, when you break it down and break down Busta's career, Busta should be a top 10 MC. I don't care what anybody say. That's just real. Even from the albums. But even if you get rid of the albums, look at all the great features that he's done.
Oh, yeah, great.
And
features.
He did great features, fucking features in pivotal songs and in pivotal times. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, he got them. Like, he he really fucking got him, bro. So that's why I picked When Disaster Strikes, bro. One of his underrateds in his catalog. And another one that I think is underrated, like what I said, It Ain't Safe No More. That's my shit. Yeah. Like, that is just, it's just fire, bro. Like super fire, man. But, all right, man. It's about that time. Coming to a close. Bro, I enjoyed this with you, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
No, yeah, man. You know, you know, it's always good to get up with my boy. Yeah. We talked about how Snowfall is better than Power. Mm, yeah. You know, went back to Dreamville land. Wake me up, I'm stuck in Dreamville land. You know, the bullshit. You know, Nike. But you know what though, man? Do you really think, before we get up out of here, do you think people are not hitting the malls like that, like they used to?
Hell nah. They like, when people go on trips, they ain't like, we gotta go tomorrow. They're like, oh, our trip is 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now. We're hitting Fashion Nova. We're hitting whatever else is out there. We're ordering our clothes on order or whatever. Because I don't even like to go to the store unless I need something. I'll just order it.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you on that. I'll order, but yeah. Sometimes I do like this. Yeah, I do like to go on this. Yeah, I want to feel it and see, okay, does this fit on me and if it's comfortable. But I still feel like malls are needed.
Uh-huh.
But even like now from that standpoint, but like from a cologne aspect too.
Yes.
You're not just gonna buy no cologne that you never smell. And if you do,
some people
if you do, you're stupid if you're doing it. So that the return of the Cortez, we got into these albums, got into the relevancy of Busta, man. So I mean, bro, we kicked the shits today, man. Absolutely. But we just want to thank to all our supporters. Keep supporting. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. You know, we're on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeart, Google, you name it, we on it. And then subscribe to our YouTube channel at Lace Rhymes.
150 subscribers, we hit it too.
Oh, no, not even 150. We had 153.
Damn, where did 3 come from? We had 153.
Goddamn. So, bro, we moving up. Yeah. We moving up. Like, we're growing, but all of this process would never happen from you guys supporting and you telling people. So, I appreciate you. Like, for real. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. So, we just want to just say thank you. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve.
That was Dom Cruz.
And Lace Rhymes, we out.